today the appearance day of Srivas Thakur, one of the members of Panchatattva and greatest, most compassionate devotees of Lord Chaitanya. In the holy land of Srimayapur Dham, His Holiness Srila Sridhar Swami Maharaj departed from this mortal world to enter into the eternal pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. Actually, he is always involved in the eternal pastimes of Srila Prabhupada. But we could know that Srila Prabhupada has called him to assist on another level. Sridhar Maharaj is noted by all the devotees of our society as one of the most faithful, dedicated associates of Srila Prabhupada. He came to our movement in the 1960s, and from that time, without any break or hesitation, to the day he gave up his life airs, he was immersed in service of Guru and Krishna. That is a great thing. He was on the first traveling book distribution party in the history of our society. Why? Because he understood how Prabhupada was working so very hard to serve his guru's instruction to print books and distribute them. At Radha Kund, Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Srila Prabhupada that he should print books and distribute them. Prabhupada took that order as his life and soul. At that time, book distribution was just beginning. But Sridhar Maharaj, because of his love for his Guru Maharaj and his great enthusiasm to serve him and please him, he was on the first traveling book distribution party, the history of ISKCON. Srila Prabhupada, in the very early 70s, late 1970 in fact, he came to India and sent for many of his very senior disciples to assist him. Srila Prabhupada had already established Krishna consciousness in many countries of the world, but he personally wanted to take charge of reminding the people of India of the essence of their lost culture. Sridhar Maharaj, wanting to do what Prabhupada wanted most, volunteered to come to India. And at that time, it was not just nectar. There was the nectar of being close to Prabhupada, but there was a very, very heavy, difficult price to pay. Poverty, disease, much opposition, along with Giriraj Maharaj and others, he performed tremendous austerities, undeviatingly, to serve his Gurudev. His relationship with Srila Prabhupada was really a very obedient, faithful servant. And Prabhupada trusted him as such. In the mid-1970s, Srila Prabhupada awarded him sannyas. He was a very young man, only in his 20s. And he has maintained his vows in a very wonderful way until the day he departed from this world. as a sannyasi, he not only preached very, very dynamically and fearlessly all over India, but he also traveled around the world. May I share with you the first meeting I ever had with His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj? I was brahmachari, serving as a pujari in the brahmachari ashram at New Vrindavan. It was up a 3 or 4 kilometer road of mud through jungle, actually thick jungle. And on top of a hill there was a 150-year-old broken down little wooden house. And that was our temple. In the morning, I would dress the deities every day, 7 days a week. And there were sliding wooden doors, something like this, but there were no carvings. It was very old wood that would open and close, very small. And the Srimad Bhagavatam class would be at the time when you're dressing deities. In fact, by the time greeting the deities came, everyone had already finished Bhagavatam class, finished Guru Puja, finished Japa, finished breakfast, and were already walking down the road 4 kilometers to do their service. Very well. So I never got to see the class. I would just hear it. There was no microphone. I would just hear it through the doors. It was very difficult to hear because the wooden doors, just listening, small temple room. But one day I heard this powerful voice with such volume. And it was such a heavy class. It was a class specifically for brahmacharis. In fact, he was saying things I couldn't believe anybody could say. You could only give a class like this to an exclusive brahmachari audience. He really wanted to teach the brahmacharis what brahmacharya is. And he was roaring like a lion. And I was wondering, who is that? Because he came in during class. I didn't know who he was. And then after the class, which really, I remember looking at Radharani and Vrindavanath, and my hands were trembling as I was trying to dress them while listening to this class. It was humorous and powerful. Then I came out after the class to serve him, after dressing the deities, to serve him prasad, and he was just so enthusiastic to preach. So enthusiastic just to give everything of himself to inspire devotees. It was a very, very deep impression that I have not and will never forget in my life. He became later on president of Juhu Radharas Bihari Temple. Very, very dynamic, fearless preacher. Sridhar Maharaj was so much thinking globally, because that's the way Prabhupada trained him. Although he was preaching, he understood that there were so many talented, competent preachers within our movement. But the progress of our society was so much stifled due to a lack of funds. So much struggle just to make ends meet all over the world. So really, it was in this spirit to be the servant of the servant of the servant of his God brothers, God sisters, and all the leaders of our society that he really put his energy and time into fundraising. It wasn't that he's a man who's concerned with money. He was happy living in prison, preaching to the prisoners. He was happy living in the swamp of Juhu with the mosquitoes and snakes and rats, just preaching to the people, building the temple. But he understood that if there's more resources, everyone will be more empowered to preach. So it was to serve and facilitate all the Vaishnavas of our society that he wanted to help support them by having global fundraising in which every temple could benefit and prosper. Sridhar Maharaj had a very deep affection for the devotees of Radha Gopinath's temple. We have heard from these wonderful souls about the deep, spontaneous, loving relationship he had with all of us. He was very proud of this temple, very proud of Bhaktivedanta Hospital. In fact, when he would travel around the world, it was part of his regular preaching to talk about all of you and what you're doing here at the temple and at the hospital. He really saw something very, very special in the devotees here. And because of that, he was very, very eager to come and enthuse us and chastise us and give us ultimatums. He didn't do that everywhere. He did that because he really loved and trusted the devotees here. And how much we will miss his wonderful association. At one time, Sridhar Maharaj convinced me that I must learn Hindi to increase my preaching. I told Maharaj that I never learned a second language other than English in my whole life. And when you're old like this, learning another language is not a very easy thing. He said, no, you come. Just give me your association. So he took me way, way up to the Himalayas, a place called Mussoorie area. It's a very beautiful place. And there, His Holiness Sridhar Maharaj, His Holiness Mahanidhi Swami Maharaj, and myself were Hindi students. And we would practice on each other. The only difference is he remembered everything and I forgot. But we spent about a month, yes, together, just living in a little shack in Himalayas. So many wonderful talks, so many wonderful realizations that we shared with one another. And again, the consistent quality I saw in him was that anything he did, whatever he did, was exclusively with the aim of further pleasing Srila Prabhupada and assisting the Vaishnavas in their preaching. The reason I didn't remember Hindi is right after I learned, and actually I was speaking, I had to go back to America, where I had to deal with about 5 months of very serious problems. And they told me, if you don't speak it immediately after you leave, every day you will forget. And what they said was very true. So I was going to America for my service, and Sridhar Maharaj told me, you should come to London with me. I said, well, I never go to London. I have no business in London. I have my service in America. He said, no, you come, just spend 2-3 days with me. And like that. So we ran an airplane together. We arrived in London. Then he told all the devotees to set up all kinds of preaching programs for me. And I did that. And ever since that day, one of my most important efforts in serving Srila Prabhupada's movement has been in London. I spend almost a month a year in London helping with preaching. And it was actually Sridhar Maharaj who pushed me into that situation and connected me. Sridhar Maharaj, when he had this disease, actually established a very wonderful example. He really fought to maintain his body and his health by whatever means possible. because he had this yearning to do wonderful things for Srila Prabhupada in this world. He really wanted to be an instrument of Prabhupada's compassion to preach. But simultaneously, he was utterly detached. Whether he lived or died, he really didn't care. He had no fear of death. But he wanted to serve as long as Krishna would allow him to serve the Vaishnavas. So he was going to various places for treatments. But wherever he go, he would leave a trail of people who were Krishna conscious. He never simply went anywhere for his health. He went for Prabhupada's mission. So enthusiastic, so convinced of the conclusions of Bhagavad Gita, so convinced of the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Any situation he was in, he was always preaching. One day he called me and told me about how he was diagnosed with this cancer. And he said that, "I pray to Krishna that I could just live long enough to see the installation of the Panchatattva in Mayapur." Because he knew what a monumental historical event this was going to be. Srila Prabhupada, the one unfulfilled personal project that he had was the building of the Mayapur temple. Personal project was Juhu, Vrindavan, development of Mayapur as it is, and various other things. Big book distribution, farm communities. But this was a personal project of Prabhupada, the only one left unfulfilled. And Prabhupada personally explained that there should be Radha Madhava with the 8 Sakis. He gave their sizes. And there should be Narsingadev, explained how he should be made, and Panchatattva. Lord Chaitanya, Prabhupada said, should be made out of the 8 metals, 7 feet tall. So Janani Vas Prabhu, Pankajangari Prabhu, Bhakti Purushottam Swami, Jaipatak Maharaj, they struggled so much to make those deities. And Sridhar Maharaj understood, these are the deities that are going to be installed in the new temple. And he had faith that when these deities are installed, that will really be the beginning of building the temple of understanding in Sridhar Mayapur. And he wanted to be there for this event. So it was a struggle, because he was advised by doctors and well-wishers to go all the way across half the world to the west coast of Canada, Vancouver, where he could possibly get treated for his problem, his liver cancer. He went all the way. He called me in Pune during the Pune Yatra and said, "I'm leaving tonight." He told me Krishna Chandra Prabhu paid his round trip ticket on, I believe, first or business class to go to Vancouver. So he was very grateful for that wonderful service of Krishna Chandra Prabhu. And he said, "But I have mixed feelings about going. Although I'm going, I want to see the Panchatattva's installation." Krishna fulfilled that desire. He returned to Mayapur Dham. He was the honored Vaishnav in the whole festival. He bathed the deities in an honorary role. He offered the first Maha Arti to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in the honorary role. He was there with several others to actually perform the Prana Pratishtha. His desire was fulfilled. Sridhar Maharaj really, really loved his god brothers and god sisters. He loved their association, always asking them, tell me about Krishna. Always asking them to sing kirtan and bhajans. It was such a joy and greatest pleasure in his life was simply to be with his god brothers and god sisters and to serve their disciples in every way he possibly could, to his capacity. He really, genuinely, lived as the servant of the servant of the servant. Devotees from all over the world came to Mayapur, and the very senior devotees were spending very much time with Sridhar Maharaj in Mayapur. His sense of humor was incredible. Although he was in a state where he could really die at any moment with this type of disease, nobody ever felt bad or sad. He had this type of service attitude. He wanted to make everyone happy. The devotees just couldn't believe it. In whatever state he was in, he was making everyone happy and laugh. One of the most difficult things for all of us, because everyone had to go back to their preaching. Nobody knew how long he may live. So his dear friends, god brothers, god sisters, well wishers, friends, it was very difficult. I remember talking to some of my dear sannyasi god brothers, they were practically in tears. I have to leave tomorrow. How could I say goodbye to him for the last time? I don't have the heart. I'm sure I'll never see him again. How could I say goodbye? Some of them decided, I'm not even going to go to say goodbye. It's just too painful. Sridhar Maharaj, nobody told him this, but he could sense it. Just before leaving Mayapur, I went to see Maharaj. We spent about an hour together. And he was so happy. He said, don't say goodbye to me. He said, do not say goodbye to me. Just say, we'll meet again. He said, I'm not going anywhere. We'll always be together, and we will meet again. And he was so happy, so joking. And I could understand that he knew in his heart this was the last time we're going to see each other. But he didn't want me to feel bad about it. He didn't want me to go through the pain of a last goodbye. So he assured me we will meet again. He didn't tell me where. He didn't tell me in what planet. But he assured me we would meet again. And actually, that's the way he dealt with all of us. Even that last parting was a very blissful, happy experience. And he spoke in that way for our sake. He didn't want people lamenting over him. He wanted simply to make the devotees happy. That was his spirit. Sridhar Maharaj really was a personification of 100% wholesale, exclusive dedication to the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, which Prabhupada said was his body. Prabhupada gave his life and soul to develop ISKCON. He worked so hard to establish it as his contribution to the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara. And Sridhar Maharaj's love was he was completely surrendered to serving ISKCON. I cannot count how many times in our many, many intimate talks, conversations, and times together, whether he was in good health, traveling the world, or whether he was on his deathbed, he would say, I am Prabhupada's man. I am an ISKCON man. And I live for that, and I will die for that. Nothing will change it. To consider looking for spirituality anywhere else, for Sridhar Maharaj, that was something that was impossible to even think of for a moment. He earnestly gave his life to Prabhupada, 100%, and there was never a minute, never even a moment in 35 years that he ever considered any other alternative. That was his faith. That was his dedication. Therefore, we can know for sure that Srila Prabhupada has called his beloved, intimate disciple and associate to wherever he is performing his lila. There is no doubt. Every devotee has their personality. Every devotee has their nature. And Sridhar Maharaj really had a personality and a nature. He was boisterous. He was jolly. He would just say whatever was on his mind without really considering what the consequences would be. He was straightforward. And some people couldn't understand. But those who knew him loved him. But what was really the heart of his greatness? That whoever he was, whatever he was, he offered it 100% to Srila Prabhupada, to his godbrothers, his godsisters, and to all the devotees of ISKCON. Sridhar Maharaj really taught us very much the essence of what a disciple is by his life and by his passing from this world. In our last meeting, we were talking, and he said to me, there is no one in the entire planet that I love more than Giriraj Swami Maharaj. He said, because when I first came to India and I saw his complete surrender to Srila Prabhupada, I wanted to be like him. I wanted to learn from him how to be a disciple of Prabhupada. And as we were talking, the phone rang, and he picked up the phone, and it was Giriraj Swami Maharaj calling from Carpinteria, California. And they were speaking for some time, and then Sridhar Maharaj gave the phone to me, and I told Giriraj Swami Maharaj that Sridhar Maharaj has told me this. With tears in his eyes, he expressed to me, there is no one in the entire world that he loves more than Giriraj Swami. Because it's from him I learned complete surrender and devotion to Srila Prabhupada. There was complete silence. Giriraj Maharaj was speechless. I could hear his voice choking. That was the love that the two of them shared together. Prabhupada's greatness is wonderful. the leaders of ISKCON not only are doing great things in this world, but how they're passing from this world. Just in the last few years, one of the great stalwart associates of Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gaur Govinda Maharaj, departed from the world in Sri Mayapur Dham on the appearance day of Sri Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in the presence of the kirtan of the holy name. 2 years ago, tomorrow will be the anniversary of the Western calendar, His Holiness Sripad Tamal Krishna Goswami Maharaj left in Nadia at Fuliagram, which is considered part of the Nadia area, on the disappearance day of Srila Jagannath Das Babaji Maharaj. And today in the morning, that great loving associate who was bold, fearless, but who had a heart that was so soft, that was so humble, that was so caring, that totally surrendered, dedicated Mahatma, His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj, departed in Sri Mayapur Dham, in Srila Prabhupada's temple, on the holy day of the appearance of Srivas Thakur, just a few minutes' walk from Srivas Sangam, surrounded by devotees chanting the holy names. Janani Vas Prabhu put the tulsi from Radha Madhava's and Panchatattva's feet into his mouth with Ganga water, with his lovers, disciples, well-wishers chanting the holy name, gazing at the form of Srila Prabhupada and Radha Shyam Sundar. Srila Prabhupada took him. It is a day of rejoicing the life and the departure of a true saint, true Vaishnava. And it is a day of sorrow, great sorrow, because although he is enjoying a higher lila with Guru and Gauranga, we must suffer the absence of his personal association. But as has been said by the exalted speakers today, Vaishnavas, he reasons ill who say that Vaishnavas die. For thou art living still in sound. Vaishnavas die to live and live to spread the holy name around. This beautiful poem by Thakur Bhakti Vinod is perfectly appropriate to His Holiness Sridhar Swami Maharaj. Let us pray that His inspiration, His example, and His words, and His mercy may forever live within our hearts and inspire us to follow in His footprints, which is the path of perfection. Sridhar Swami Maharaj ki jai.